अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभव,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभव,
शिव
मनाभव,
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभव,
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभव,
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभव,
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभव,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभव,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभव,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभव,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभव,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभव,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभव,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभव,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभव,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभव,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभव,
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभव,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभव, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभव, शिव मनाभव।
ओम शांति। वन ऑफ द रिचेस्ट मेन इन अमेरिका, एंड्रयू कार्नेगी, वॉज टेकिंग अ मॉर्निंग वॉक when he noticed a beggar, and that beggar said, "Don't think of me as an ordinary person. I am an author as well." Andrew Carnegie asked, "What sort of books have you written?" And the beggar said, "I have written a book, 100 Ways to Become Rich." Andrew Carnegie laughed and said, "What sort of book is this? And you are still a beggar." The beggar said, "This is the 100th way of becoming rich, begging. And this point is also included in my book." The beggar also thinks of becoming rich. The beggar also dreams of becoming rich. Not only that, he also writes a book on it. And on another side, Andrew Carnegie was sick towards the end of his life, about to die, and he was asked a question. "You must be very happy that you have left behind such vast riches behind you." And Andrew Carnegie said, "No, I am also unhappy. My aim was very high. I have not reached even 10% of what I should have achieved." So, the poor man is unhappy, and the rich man is also unhappy. Probably both of them missed the bus. Happiness is the inner synchrony, is the inner harmony. It is not a thing to be achieved, but it is returning back to our own very nature. And happiness is the very nature of the soul. It is not about ignorance, it is about forgetfulness. And the scenes of this life, the varied circumstances, the upheavals, they create a subtle turbulence in the mind. And the mind loses its peace and tranquility. So, the goal is to move towards the center again. The periphery is disturbance. The periphery is divided. The periphery is upheaval. When you move from the periphery to the center, peace returns. It's not about learning something more. It's about unlearning. It's not about adding number of additional layers. It's about unschooling, unlearning, removing the unnecessary. So today we'll see 5 more hacks to align the mind with the divine. And the first is part awareness. The world is a drama. Everything is fixed beforehand. It is predestined. In this grand theater of life, the world is a beautiful choreography. The moment I say, "Why this happened to me? This should not have happened. This person is like this, this person is like that," I forget that this is a drama. And everyone has been given a part. When I move with this consciousness, I become detached. That is his part, and this is my part. It brings a strange sense of relaxation. I am not here to correct anyone. I am not here to transform anyone. The very desire to change someone brings subtle disturbance. That is his part. This is my part. This is a drama. Every actor is just enacting his role. It is a prefixed, predestined drama. I move away from that. Body consciousness, role consciousness. I sit back and watch from here. This is what is happening. This is the grand theater of existence. Somebody is happy, somebody is unhappy. When I understand that, complaints fall. When I understand this, there is no more comparison. There is no more judgment. Whom should I judge? There is no more irritation. I watch. They are the group of actors. They have been given a script, a story, dialogues. They are coming on the stage and playing their part so well. They are 100 episodes of this drama, for example. Episode 1, episode 2, episode 3. And drama is going on. Now this is a group of, these are the actors, 20 actors. Now before the launching of this drama, of this play or movie, they also hold promotion parties. In those promotion parties, the actors come and tell the audience, we are going to launch this movie, this drama. You must please watch. Those actors are totally detached from their roles. They are aware at every moment that this is a drama. It is different. We are different. In that drama, there is a girl who is suffering continuously. There is a mother-in-law who is torturing her all the time. And then suddenly, there is a shift in the dynamics. She is full of abuse. She is full of trauma. Her life is full of self-doubt, lack of self-worth, traumatic, pressurized experiences. And then suddenly, something happens and she becomes confident. And then something happens. That lady becomes someone with authority. And then we feel happy. Oh, this drama has ended well. And hence after they live together peacefully. This is how the drama ends. There is so much disturbances. And then at last, all is well that ends well. So this is such a beautiful drama. But the moment you forget that this is drama, disturbance starts. So part awareness. This is a role. This is a part. That is his part. This is my part. So bringing this part awareness is very important in order to remain stable, unruffled. Otherwise, circumstances are like winds and the mind is like cloud. It drifts away. In the tempestuous storms, in the tempest of Maya, the mind becomes a fragile thing, a nobody, a poor thing. It loses its essence. And the war starts inside. So part awareness. The second is Maya identification skill. Maya never comes with labels. I am Maya. I am anger. It comes in disguise. This is wrong. It should not be done. This person should not speak this. This entire system is wrong. Everybody is unjust. I am going to change the entire system. The paper was very tough. I don't agree. The questions are very bad. No, I don't agree. So this itself becomes a Maya. The moment you label Maya, it runs away. The moment you say this is Maya, Maya will vanish. Otherwise, you have to label it. Say this is irritation, so this is Maya. If you say clearly, yes, this is anger. So once the diagnosis is done, Maya cannot stand. Bring the darkness into light and the darkness disappears. So learn this new art of labeling. We are disturbed. We say, I don't know why I am disturbed. But the moment you understand that there is a deep attachment within, so the moment I say this is attachment, I have labeled it. And now darkness cannot stand. So it runs away. So Maya identification or Maya labeling. Label it. Give it a name. This is irritation. This is comparison. This is judgment. This is attachment. This is passion. This is lust. This is anger. This is ego. The moment this labeling business is done, the fire loses its fuel. The illusion loses its grip. Maya is, after all, an illusion. Brahm. It goes away. Sarpa, Rajju. That's an example given. Rope and snake. You see, in the dark there is snake, you are frightened. But then you get to know that this is not snake, this is rope. If it is snake, either you fight it or you run away. But now I have understood, it is a rope, Rajju. It is a snake, it is a rope. So there is no need to fight, there is no need to run away. I know for sure, this is this. So this is awakening. The third is expansion meditation. What is expansion meditation? Think of yourself as an expanded being. I am not a body with a soul in it, but I am a soul with body inside the soul. I am not a drop in the ocean, but I am a drop with ocean inside the drop. I am not the skin. I am beyond this skin, beyond this room, beyond this Madhuban, beyond this place. I am an expanded being. The expansion of the consciousness. Dropping everything which is limited. Dropping everything which is small and petty. And moving across the vastness I am the vast firmament, the sky, the ocean. I am huge, mammoth, unlimited. The one ultimate consciousness. This is called as expansion meditation. Not just a small plaything, but everything is included in me. And when everything is I cannot hurt, I cannot harm anyone. I see everyone as my own reflection, as my own image. So this is called expansion meditation. When you expand, you can work more on this. You can create different commentaries on this. To move out from the limited and to usher into the unlimited realm of consciousness. The third is energy integrity rule. We get tired not because there is so much work to be done. We get tired because there is an emotional energy leak. We do not get tired because of seva, because of service, but because of waste thoughts, because of subtle negativity, because of irritation, because of anger, because of suppressed emotions. Once you stop this energy leak, anger will turn into acceptance. No more emotional leakages. Otherwise, seva itself becomes a suffering. Job, work, duty itself becomes a burden when there is an energy leak. So work in such a manner that your energy is preserved. Spirituality is the preservation of energy, is the conservation of energy. Accept the role. Yes, this is the role. I accept it. Drop the inner resistance and accept the law of acceptance. Wait for the divine to unfold. Life is a mystery. And there are many things which we have not understood. Who am I? What am I? Why am I here? Why we eat? Why we drink? What is it? Who are these peoples? Why are they? What are these relations? What are bondages? So have that sense of inquisitiveness, the sense of wonder, like a small child who wants to explore everything. You have seen a child, how he asks the question. He is not concerned about answer. A child comes and asks a question, and before you answer, he has another question. He has forgotten the first question. There is an innocence in his asking. He is playful, he is joyful. He doesn't worry about your answers. He has no business. He just asks why the leaves are green. And by the time you are thinking, he is thinking something else now. He has forgotten. So this innocence is missing. And because of that, energy leaks. Just check. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has repeatedly said, check, change, check, change, check, change, check, change. Check and change, check and change. Check your kingdom, check your dharma. Check the law and order. Check it for, and then change. The time is less. The storm should appear as gifts. Check, change, check, change. Be happy and distribute happiness. Check, change. And the last is Bindu sticker reminder. This is a very beautiful. Our problem is not ignorance. Agyan is not the problem. The problem is unconsciousness. The problem is vismaran. The problem is forgetfulness. Faramoshi. That is the problem. That is the greatest poverty. So put a point, and that is a reminder. On your mobile, on your pen, on your duster, everywhere. Point, 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 point. Outer point will remind inner point. Outer bindu will remind inner journey. Small stickers with point. So wherever you see point, remind yourself, I am point. Point means point. That's it. A dot, a point. Full stop. No further questionings. Why this happened? Why that happened? Why this man does like this? Why they don't behave nicely? Who are you to dictate? They are just performing their roles. There is a script given by the director. They are following that. And so nicely they are articulating themselves. Their dialogues are so perfect. In alignment with the drama. You should praise Ravana for his dialogues. They are so perfect. So, remember the drama. Identify Maya. Practice expansion meditation. I am not this small. I am vast. I am not a drop. I am ocean. I am not a point. Just. I am the vast expanse. I am unlimited. I am boundless. Eternal. Infinite. I will drink the entire ocean. Before me, mountains will crumble. I am unlimited power, energy. I am not this skin. I am not limited in this small area. I expand and expand. Expand yourself so much so that you feel the whole earth. I am the whole earth. I am the whole world. This is also one method of meditation. The next is energy integrity. Stop the energy leakages. Stop the energy seepage. An energy is leaked in negativity, in wasteful thoughts, wasteful speech, actions, surfing. And purposeless, digital journeys. The last is Bindu sticker. Put a Bindu, put a dot. Or wherever you see dot, remember, I am dot. Whilst reading, where multiple times you see dot. Wherever there is I and J, there is a dot associated in English. I has a dot, J has a dot. When you see a dot, remember I am a dot. Every dot should remind you of who you are. So this is trick. Remember the drama. Remember the Maya. Identify the Maya. Expand yourself. Preserve the energy. And last, turn within. Dot. Point. Bindu. Om Shanti.
Har punya ki poonji
Shiv Malabha.
Har andhkar ka deepak तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।